Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So one of the things I cannot stand about covering politics on the internet is that there are a lot of people who just go out there and they quote repeatedly these ridiculous, insane, out of context, poorly sourced statistics, and they do so in order to convince broad swaths of the population that they are in fact correct. And a lot of times they quote these stats third hand, so when you run down the source, you realize how insane they actually are. Now, you could be thinking that I may be taking a crack at the manosphere today, and believe me, that day will come. I know what you're doing, but that day, fortunately for you guys, is not today. Today, what we're going to talk about is something that is brought up often whenever I discuss criminal justice related topics, and that is, of course, that the police should be defunded because look at how much money they pay out to people in terms of lawsuits, to which I often respond with, most major cities have an agreement that they're going to settle amongst the lawyers that represent the city and the government so that they don't fight this because they believe it would be more expensive to fight these cases. And it turns out when that is your policy, that incentivizes more people to sue, and there are way more frivolous settlements, sometimes insane settlements. And that's what we're going to talk about today about the city of Philadelphia, because they have settled some absolutely absurd cases, but I think the local news has found one of the most insane ones. But before we get into that, I just want to say thank you to everybody who joined over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join. You get early access to videos on the secret video page.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And thank you to everybody who's been listening on Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform. I really appreciate it. But without further ado, let's get into the video.
Turning now to new questions being raised about a lawsuit settled by the city of Philadelphia back in 2021.
Yeah, the case involved a woman who claims she was falsely arrested and maliciously prosecuted following a road rage incident involving an assistant district attorney.
But as Action News investigative reporter Chad Pradelli explains, the woman's driving record and a DUI arrest are leading to scrutiny of the city's history using taxpayer dollars to settle lawsuits.
So the way that these local news people present this story does not really sell enough how outrageous this case is. Now, as they presented it, we are dealing with an instance where there was a civil lawsuit related to discrimination, possible wrongful arrest, and all of that. And of course, the city of Philadelphia settled this lawsuit. And when I tell you not only how much they settled it for, but where it ranks compared to all-time settlements in the city of Philadelphia, you might pull your hair out of your head. So definitely put on a baseball cap, put on a helmet, protect yourself, because it's gonna get really insane.
4:30 a.m. on September 16th of last year.
So deep breath in.
And state police administer a field sobriety test on Cassandra Franklin. After police say she drove the wrong way on I-76, causing a head-on collision.
You're under arrest for DUI.
And you're going to jail. I have a good lawyer.
Franklin repeatedly cursed and berated state troopers.
And I know my myself with the college for it.
And threatened to sue.
I sued all y'all. And what?
So Cassandra is our main character for today. And as you heard, she went to college, she's an educated woman, and she knows her rights. And apparently, in the city of Philadelphia, one of your divine rights as a stunning and brave young black woman who went to college and is very educated is the right to drive drunk on the wrong side of the road and clobber a car driving on the correct side of the road. Yes, that is the other person's car who this woman hit, likely did some significant damage to her life, Thankfully, that other person was not killed, but she was injured. And I think it's important we hear from the victim of this drunk driver, because remember, this is a person who repeatedly threatens to sue police officers, sues for discrimination, and was awarded money by the city of Philadelphia because they decided her claim just wasn't worth fighting.
I had a concussion.
Steve Ruffin Coates says her car was totaled in the accident.
I'm like, you're going westbound on the eastbound side. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, do you think somebody can really see you?
Every last part of Philadelphia.
That civil lawsuit Franklin mentioned on her way to jail is connected to her arrest in September of 2020 and her subsequent lawsuit against the city.
Yeah, so she totaled this woman's car. She was suffering from some injuries. And of course, she was belligerent against this woman who she hit while driving drunk the wrong way down the road. And when she's being taken away by the officers, she is talking about how she's already filed the lawsuit against them and she's going to sue them again, because how dare you, you inferior cop, try to come down on this stunning and brave woman and her God-given, natural, divine right to get drunk and drive the wrong way on the road and clobber another woman's car, totaling it, and thus causing significant damage to that poor woman's life.
Subsequent lawsuit against the city alleging assault and battery by the arresting police officer, false imprisonment, and abusive process. It involved Philadelphia Assistant District Attorney Anthony Bochy. He told police Franklin tried to run him off the road on Kelly Drive. He claims he tried to prevent her from leaving the scene at a stoplight so he could call police. She took off. He called police, who responded to her home and hours later arrested her. Franklin was charged with aggravated assault, among other charges, and spent a night in jail. She denied the allegations and claimed Bochy called her and her friend black, according to her lawsuit, a claim Bochy denies.
So here you have a woman with a long history of reckless driving. And in the incident that she ended up suing over, she actually attempted to run an assistant district attorney off the road. The district attorney was so off-put by her terrible driving that he tried to stop her. She ended up taking off. He got the license plate. He contacts the authorities. They initiate an arrest at her home for the charge of reckless driving, aggravated assault, all of that. And she claims that the district attorney was an evil white racist, evil white racism, and called them black N-words during the process of when he targeted this woman who wasn't driving poorly at all for no reason, and then sicked the cops on her, again, presumably, according to this lawsuit, for absolutely no reason. Now, the assistant district attorney obviously denies this. It's important to point out that if he's the assistant district attorney in the city of Philadelphia, then he does, in fact, work for Larry Krasner, who repeatedly lets off criminals just like this, time and time again. But this is the setup for the lawsuit that she filed against the city of Philadelphia. This is what she said is proof of their evil white racism, evil white racists. How dare they try to stop this woman from running an assistant district attorney off the road? She has a divine right to do that. She knows her rights and she went to college.
Prosecutors withdrew the charges under the condition Franklin undergo a drug and alcohol evaluation in a DUI case that was pending at the time. Franklin sued the city, which settled for $300,000. And that earlier DUI charge was for a crash in Hatboro. And just 1 week after filing her civil suit against the city, Franklin was charged in a hit-and-run accident in Abington.
So if you're not sure about this timeline that we have going on here, this woman has a long history of not only reckless driving, but insanely dangerous reckless driving. Let me just read this for my podcast listeners so you can understand where we are with this person that, again, was paid an outrageous amount of money by the city of Philadelphia, even though her case was objectively garbage. So in September of 2020, you have the Vokey incident. This is the incident involving the assistant district attorney that, by the way, she was 100% lying about. It did not happen the way that she said it happened. She is a horrible person, a horrible driver, and a race hustler. Now, unless this graphic is wrong and that's meant to be January of 2021 and it's not in the proper order, that is her first DUI. I'm going to say it's January 2021, but it's listed as January 2020, so I could be wrong. So then she has a drunk driving incident. On April 2021, she files a lawsuit, a civil suit, that ultimately ended up leading to her getting the money. And on April 2021, again the same exact month, she got into yet another hit and run style accident. So this woman is an absolute menace on the road, repeated violations, and obviously somebody that you should not settle for in a court of law, considering the fact that she clearly and obviously has a long history of not only driving insanely recklessly, but also, as you saw through the body cam video,
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Long history of saying she's going to sue people, saying she's going to get a lawyer, and claiming her rights are violated in every circumstance when she gets caught doing horrible things.
She pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct and guilty to that first DUI after receiving her $300,000 settlement.
So she has all these cases pending as she's going into her civil suit, and as soon as the civil suit ends up paying off, which is to the total of $300,000. $300,000 for this absolute menace on the road. Maybe she's going to use that money to buy a tank, so when she drives that tank drunk, she could do more damage to the everyday law-abiding citizens of the city of Philadelphia. She then pleads guilty to the past crimes that she was arrested and charged with. So now, for sure, they gave a convicted criminal $300,000, somebody with a long history of reckless driving who claimed that an assistant district attorney, for no reason except for his evil white racism, decided to frame her for being a bad driver.
He said, you know, she was definitely intoxicated.
In that 2020 DUI case, Franklin crashed in this Hatboro neighborhood. Karen Levin's husband helped her get out of her flipped over car.
He just was trying to get her to calm down, you know, because she was a little excited.
And during that arrest, Franklin also threatened to sue. Charging documents say an agitated and resistive Franklin told an officer, "No, I'll sue you," when asked if she'd undergo a breath test.
Do I even need to say words? Do I even need to apply my commentary? This woman was drunk. She got into a car accident, flipped the damn car, then was pulled out by the neighbors. By the way, I'm sure that Emma Vigeland and all the people on the progressive left are going to attack this woman who's actually literally named Karen as an evil white racist for some reason. And during the course of that arrest, when her car is upside down in a residential neighborhood, she decided, and by the way, also drunk, to threaten to sue the officers for arresting her for that. So her life gets saved. By the grace of God, she's okay, and she wants to sue everybody around her because, oh my God, evil white racism. She has a divine right to flip her car wherever she pleases, crush anybody she wants in any neighborhood because, wow, isn't she a great person?
She needs to be off the road.
Yeah, she definitely does. That is the understatement of the millennium. Take this woman's license away. Put a boot on every car she even thinks about driving because she is a danger to all of us. Actually, you know what? Scratch that. Do not put a boot on any car that she's thinking about driving because this insane woman will get in drunk and take off and probably flip the car due to the fact that one of her tires is booted.
The Action News investigative team analyzed city settlement records and specifically civil rights lawsuits. We found her $300,000 payout was the city's fourth largest for assault and battery over the past 6 years and more than five times the average settlement of $56,000.
This woman, who, let's be clear about this, was not assaulted, was not battered, was not wrongfully arrested by the police. She definitely did do, let's be clear about that. She received the fourth largest settlement over the past half a decade plus in the city of Philadelphia. And compared to the average settlement, again, imagine if you were actually wrongfully assaulted by the Philadelphia police, of $56,000, she got significantly more, about six times more or five times more because of the 56. But whatever, it's a lot of money for a person who's obviously criminal and they're committing crimes constantly and they have a long record and they should have never been approved for a settlement. But let's hear the explanation, because the city of Philadelphia's official have a pretty good reason for why, you know, they decided to settle this case.
The top payout, $500,000 for a wrongful police shooting of a man who eventually died.
Oh, I forgot about that part. she got as much as somebody who was supposedly shot by the police wrongfully and died. That person got $500,000. This woman got $300,000 for being one of the worst drivers in the city of Philadelphia. So she got about 60% of what somebody who died's family got for that person dying. So apparently arresting her and violating her divine right to tear up the streets and ruin people's lives and put everybody at danger is worth 60% the life of whoever that was shot by the police.
In her lawsuit, Franklin claimed an unnamed sergeant struck her without provocation and caused her cell phone to hit her and fall to the ground. The lawsuit does not mention medical attention. She spent one night in jail.
So she claimed that a sergeant actually hit her in the face and she received no medical attention, only spent one night in jail for this supposed wrongful arrest, which, by the way, was 100% justified in every possible way. And that's worth $300,000.
You were driving the wrong way on I-76, and you're threatening to sue them?
We tried to ask Franklin about her driving record earlier this year outside court during a hearing for her 2022 DUI case on I-76.
It raises questions about that settlement.
No worries. I'm going to go ahead and file some more.
You're going to file some more lawsuits?
No, because I didn't do anything wrong for the first case.
So if you heard her correctly, her plan is to file more. So we actually have a situation where in all over the country, we have these disincentives for drunk driving, but this woman thinks the worse she drives, the more people she hurts, the more chances she has to claim civil rights violations. So she says she's going to file some more. And again, they paid her out in 85 days. Nobody looked at this case. Nobody cared because government officials do not care about your money.
And her payment was swift. Just 85 days after the lawsuit was served, our investigation found the average time for case settlement to be roughly 2 years.
If it came to their money and they actually had to pay out of pocket for this kind of thing, then they would care. But because it's tax dollars, they're just shoveling it to maniacs who are driving down the road, wrong side of the road, and clearly and obviously fabricating allegations in order to extract money from city governments. And she said she'll do it again.
In budget hearings last month, City Council President Daryl Clark voiced concerns about city settlements. City Solicitor Diana Cortez pushed back, saying they want to go to trial, but highlighted an issue of manpower.
If there are more investments for more attorneys, then I think there would be a lesser caseload per attorney.
Now, of course, city officials say, you know what you need to do if you don't want us to frivolously chuck your money into the garbage bin, give it to terrible people like this woman? What you need to do is give us more money so we could have a bigger budget so we could settle more cases more rapidly. She's like, that's what actually led to this problem. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's absurd. I think you should have to read these cases or at least delay. Everything in the criminal justice system and the civil system seems like it takes way longer than 85 days. Yet for some reason, they felt like they definitely had to settle this case immediately. And in fact, there's actually a clip that I was able to discover that might explain this whole thing, because while we don't have anything from this local news report from her attorney, I actually tracked down her attorney and received footage from the negotiating table between her attorney and the other lawyer, and it went something like this.
Give me the money. Give me the money, okay?
Look, respect where respect is due. Anna Kasparian, attorney at law, definitely gets people the money no matter what with her dead-on negotiating technique. Now look, all joking aside, I think stories like this are very important to highlight and to put out into the public, not only because it's good to shame people who repeatedly put others at risk, and it's good to shame government officials who are bad at their job, but it's also important to have in your back pocket whenever somebody's trying to push an agenda based on the idea that there's a certain amount of money being spent by the government in order to settle cases like these. When it's policy to just settle, you're going to have people that try to game the system. What we've seen right here is a woman who expertly gamed the system, even though her case should have been open and shut in the other direction. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. We should not be allowing this to happen. But honestly, I'm not surprised in the city of Philadelphia. And I feel really unfortunate for when this woman gets behind the wheel of a car again and she ends up taking somebody's life due to the fact that she feels like she's entitled to drive drunk like a maniac anywhere she pleases. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about some absolute insanity in terms of local government policy. Till next time.